This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, a flurry of activity as Congress passes an energy bill but fails to reach an agreement on a budget, and the Senate blocks legislation restricting harsh interrogations. Also, the results of a 21-month investigation reveal widespread steroid use in Major League Baseball. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And Dan, let's start with Congress.
Yes.
The Senate blocked a bill that would have restricted the use of harsh interrogation methods.
Right.
The House had passed the bill, but it was blocked in the Senate because of what was called a parliamentary flaw. What exactly happened?
Well, first of all, some language was added in talks between the Senate and the House, and that isn't exactly technically the right thing to do, but that was not the thing. The Republicans in the Senate were simply not going to let this reflection on the president go through, so they stopped it. I'll tell you, what's happening in Congress is almost unimaginable. The Congress had to extend for one more week the so-called stopgap resolution so that the government can go on. Meanwhile, they're working at these things. The House passes things. Nancy Pelosi has the votes, gets to the Senate. We don't need to have a majority. You can block it by filibuster. And so it goes on.
Is there really the prospect that the government will run out of money on December 21st? Because they technically only have funds to run until that date.
That's right, but they're on a one-week stopgap now, and so next Friday they'll have to extend it from 2, 3, 4, 5 days. It is an enormous charade.
Let's get to politics, or more politics, if you will.
Yes, love politics.
The Democratic and Republican presidential candidates handled their last debates before the Iowa caucuses. In those debates, no fireworks, no obvious faux pas. What's your estimation, party by party, as to where the situation stands now?
Well, both of them have, in a sense, the same situation. In all this season of debates, what's happened is that the lead has tightened up, both on both the Republican and on the Democratic sides. That is, they're no longer in absolute control of the situation. Now the debates are over. We wait now for January 3rd and see what that all means. Things are so tense. You know, one sign of the tension seemed to me what happened when Bill Shaheen, co-chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign, made some remark in an interview saying, you know about Barack Obama. He said in his book that he had had early experiences with cocaine and with marijuana, and, well, you know, that could be used by the Republicans against him if he turned out to be the nominee. Well, that was a little too clever by half, as the British say, and the next thing you knew is that there were big protests from the Obama camp, and the next thing you know, Bill Shaheen resigned.
Let me ask you, on the Republican side, because, of course, Governor Mike Huckabee had seemed to beginning to secure a lead, at least among the polls, in Iowa, and then he suddenly became a target and received a lot more of attention.
Well, yes, so you become a target as soon as you appear to be a threat. And now he appears to be a threat to Rudy Giuliani, who is holding, in most polls, holding the lead, but rather tenuously. In the same ways, on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton now has to look over her shoulder and see coming very close behind her is Barack Obama. It is a great spectator sport. It almost seems as though whoever writes a script wants to make it a little more tense because it will be more interesting.
I want to ask you about something that may have something to say about the changing, literally the changing face of America. New York Times front page article this week on the increasing number of chief operating officers of major American multinational corporations who are born overseas.
Yes.
Vikram Pindit, the head of Citigroup, is from India. Louis Camilleri, the head of the Altria Group, is from Egypt. Indra Nooyi, who's head of PepsiCo, is also from India. And let me read you the quote from the Times from Farooq Kathwari, who's the chief executive at Ethan Allen Interiors. He says, when you leave your home, leave your family, and come to a different country, you have had the instincts of an entrepreneur. Does this have something to say about the changing face of America?
Yes, it's changing face of the world. It's globalization. It is now that Chinese, Indians, people over in Asia, whom we used to regard as our wars, whom we had to instruct, now can instruct us. I mean, if you have something wrong with your computer and you call, you want to ask for help, you're likely to be connected up with somebody in India who will talk to you about it. Globalization means the United States.
But the CEO is also likely to be from India these days.
But the CEO is also likely to be from India. This is what you get with globalization. You get a lot of people who were not born in this country coming to this country and running our big institutions.
Okay, Mr. Baseball. Senator Mitchell delivered his report on steroid use in baseball. He said the use of prohibited drugs is deep and pervasive. Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, Miguel Tejada, other names we could mention. They're among the most hallowed in the game. What do you read about the significance of this report?
Well, what do I read? I read a poll that indicated 59% of Americans want these people who use steroids to be punished. And for me, who sort of grew up at a time when baseball was a holy game and the people who played baseball were our role models, to be told now that this, the great American sport, has been sullied by steroids for so many, 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 many people. What's there to say? It's not the way to end in the discussion, but all I can say is it's sad.
Dan, leave your wax cup by the door as you leave, okay?
Sure.
NPR senior news analyst Dan Jure.